This is Ken.
Good afternoon, Kenneth. This is Chase. How are you?
I'm good. And yourself?
I am great. Thank you very much. Sam told me to give you a call.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so we are trying to understand. We signed up to have our website created.
Right.
And we are not new. We're not new to this stuff. We're not professionals on this side of the business.
Mm-hmm.
When we got our quote, our price of $2,400, mm-hmm. we said, okay, that sounds good. Let's get the website going. And now we're getting a migration fee of $800 and some other stuff that we weren't aware of, and it was not disclosed to us.
Okay.
So we don't understand, like, we feel like we're being held hostage now that we have to pay this $800
mm-hmm.
to get our website.
All right. So, first of all, I'm really sorry for this particular part that you're understanding, but this is not the case. The thing is that when you came to us, you already have a domain, right? That's how we understand the business for every other client, that they do have hosting and they do have domain, and that's why they're coming up to get the website. But that's fine. Even though we have optioned and given you the option that there are certain things that you need, in the $2,400 that you paid, that was the including the designing and the development. I'm pretty sure he has sent you a detailed invoice for that. But as far as the hosting is concerned, it's something which is separate. And why we offer you that, because you're one of our clients who I'm pretty sure will be giving us business in the future as well. So considering that a fact, we have put in ourselves into affiliation with different companies, no matter wherever you go and take the hosting from. And then as we know what exactly we have designed and developed, so we know the way that which hosting server or what compatibilities would be good enough for you, which will not give you issues in the future. And that's why we suggested you the dedicated one instead of the shared one, because in the shared one, I'm pretty sure, trust me on that, according to my experience, after every 4, 5, 6 days, you will definitely going to be calling the hosting provider because your website will not be working at that particular part. Why? Because it's a custom website. It has built to generate the business, and it cannot be run onto a server which is incompetent. On top of it, it is not providing the complete specifications or speed that the website needs to run. As far as the migration is concerned, migration fee comes up when you bring in the hosting from our site. But I was very clear when we have discussed that I will be including the SSL, I will be including the website migration, maintenance, the business emails into the same bundle package that we were offering you for the hosting so that you don't pay anything extra. And I think that was for the benefit. But if you're taking it wrong, then I'm really sorry for it.
No, it's just if somebody would have said to us, hey, this $2,400 is going to help us to build the website, and then once your site is built, you're going to need to pay an $800 fee to have it transferred to a hosting site or whatever it's called.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been pertinent information because right now, I don't have $800 for you. So what do we do?
Okay. So first thing first, I'm pretty sure when you signed up, you might have seen the package which you were getting, and in that, everything is being mentioned detailed-wise. However, if you don't have the migration fee, that's totally fine. We can go ahead and we can give you the hosting services that you have to get to make the website live up and running. And I think that the prices that I've gave you were already on discounted prices. I can try to see if I could do anything better on the prices, but I think after this, there's nothing which has been coming on your way because sooner or later, you have to have the hosting and get the website live, and that is what we demand as well right now at this point of moment.
Right. So what you guys are failing to understand from our vantage point is that we're not this huge company that's got a ton of money and is like, oh, we can throw $5,000 down the drain or $2,400 down the drain or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
This is just a website that we have to have because in order to have an app, you have to have a website.
Right.
It's not something we're banking our business on. We're not going to make a bunch of money from it. We're using it as a placeholder for people who want to go on and be like, oh, let me see what this company's about. They want to read a couple things. We're using Vagaro to make our money, and we're going to use Vagaro for people to be members and sign up and book stuff. So once you become a member with us, you're never going to go to our website again. You're going to go to Vagaro and book the times. So we just need a shared thing that we can put the website on so that we can just have it for people to look at. It doesn't have to be super califragilistic. It doesn't have to be super protective. We don't need all that stuff. We don't have the money for that.
Right.
So we did our own research, and we can go to GoDaddy, which we don't want to. We want to use you guys. We just want the lowest and fairest price. We don't want to pay extra $300, $400, $500 just because it's you guys. We want to be able. GoDaddy can do it for $525, but now you're saying I have to pay you an $800 migration fee. That was not disclosed to us up front, so you're holding me hostage to that.
Okay. So see, once again, it's not something that we are keeping you hostage, and again, sorry for that, but if you're feeling that thing, because the thing that I'm trying to basically make you understand is that Wagaro is not something which is very competent or easy to use particular software that would work on the hosting that you have talked with GoDaddy, because we know the fact at the end it will surely going to give you issues. What if the customer are coming up on your website and at the end the customers are unable to basically fill out the information just because of slow speed of the server, because the hosting is the one that would be the heart of your website, which will initiate the speed, the storage, and everything. As far as the migration cost is concerned, you were talking about $525, and I'm pretty sure it's for 1 year, right?
No, it's 3 years shared with the exact stuff that we need, 32 megabytes, whatever that's. I'm not a techie guy, so I don't know, but it's. We're doing the shared site. It's like $7.99 a month, and then which is the one, not the cheapest option, but the middle option. And then for them to migrate and put the stuff on there, it's $100.
Okay.
So, like, if you guys are willing to work with us, we'll pay you and have you do it. But we're not going to pay $1,000 to have a shared site for an app. You know what I mean? Like, the app is not that important. The website is not that important.
Let me give you the solution then. See, the prices that we gave you was starting from $999. That was for 3 years, right? Considering the fact that you've already got a price code, which is $525 plus $100 for the migration, so that's a cumulative $625.
No, the $525 includes the $100.
Okay, perfect. What I can do for you is, considering the fact that, of course, we want you as our client, and we would like to end the relationship onto a good note so that in the future, if you want anything we could be at the same board. But now the 3 years was So now 3 years was $999. The best I can do for you is that I can make it $750, which will not be for 3 years, but for 5 years. So I'm gonna add in two more years for you, because the 5 years was for $1,500, if you remember. So I'll make it $750 for you, which will be for 5 years, and that covers the migration and everything about it. The moment you say yes, we go ahead and we make your website live.
Okay, so $750 is going to give us the migration and 5 years.
Exactly.
And we're good.
Exactly.
That number, I'm good with that. But when I talk to Sam, he's like, no, the $799 is just the migration alone, and then I had to pay an extra $200 or whatever
for
the shared.
Yeah, actually, the server is something that I take care of, so I'm really sorry for that. That's why I personally would like to speak to you about that. That's why I called you. So it will be $750, 5 years, including the migration, so that you don't pay anything extra.
Okay. So can you send that to me on an email, and we will pay, I believe that's how it was last time. You guys sent us a document. My brother paid online, and then we're good to go. Can you send that to me so I can...
Sure.
Okay.
I'll go ahead and I'll send that to you onto an email with the payment link as well. And once you're done with it, just reply me back and we're good to go.
Okay. Awesome. All right. That's perfect. And then, you know, let's say at the end of the year I'm making $1 million and we're killing it, then I can call you and go, hey, I need to speed up my stuff. Put me on the... you know, the platform that I'm by myself, and give me the fastest speeds, and that's fantastic. I'd love to have that ability at some point, but right now I'm on a baller on a budget. Right?
I understand that, and that's why I would just like to give you something that is good enough for you for right now. In the future, if you have any plans, you can surely work on that.
Okay, we're good. Okay, that's what I wanted to hear. We're good. So just send me that information, and we'll move forward.
Perfect, sir. I'll go ahead and I'll send you from my personal email, all right? Thank you very much.
Okay. Thanks, brother. Appreciate you.
You too, man. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.